Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome you again to our show today, another podcast from JJ Media and Online Services. And once again, we do hope that you are enjoying our podcast, and we do appreciate the feedback we are getting this season. And as I start every show, we want to remind you that you can send us an email at james@jjmediaonline.net or go to our website, jjmediaonline.net, and contact us. Please also visit our sponsors, where we always have their websites in our show notes. You can also go to our podcast page, blogtalkradio.com/JJ Media, or again, go to our website. On our website, click on the JJ Media podcast tab. So today, there's two things. Of course, you see our show is a day early, because of some obligations that we have. And also, we will not be having our show on July 4th. So we want to make sure you know that. But our show will include today info about Snapchat, also how to delete yourself from the internet, and then a gadget for your next business trip. And also about this gadget, please click below. You can purchase the gadget we are referring to in our show notes. You can go to jjmediaonline.net/promotion to buy. And then we will cover our church tech news. And of course, as you see in our shows, we haven't done this yet, but we are keeping up to date. And every once in a while, we cover any breaking news if needed. So, if you are a church or a ministry that needs promotion, JJ Media can help. We, again, are reminding you, we will not have our show next week, July 4th, and we wish everyone a happy 4th of July. We hope you have a wonderful holiday. So, now, let's get on with our show today. Many of you have probably been using Snapchat, and I know it's actually more for the younger generation, but Snapchat moves to take care of some privacy concerns over the new Snap Map feature. Snapchat wants to ally privacy concerns and they over the Snap Map feature. It launched the Snap Map, boy, that's hard to say, lets users share their location with friends on a map. It's easy to get started. Just pinch to zoom out and view the map, it explained in their launch. But the map, however, has sparked concerns over users' privacy, particularly when children are using the feature. Snapchat says users can control who, if anyone, sees them on Snap Map. The safety of our community, they say, is very important to us, and we want to make sure that all Snapchatters, parents, and educators have accurate information about how the Snap Map works. The spokeswoman explained that the Snap Map location sharing is off by default for all users and completely optional. Snapchatters can choose exactly who they want to share their location with, if at all, and can change that setting at any time. She added, it's also not possible to share your location with someone who isn't already your friend on Snapchat, and the majority of interactions on Snapchat take place between close friends. The users have three ways. First, the ghost mode. It lets users enter into the map and look for content without being visible. The second option, you can select friends. It lets users choose their friends who they want to see their location. And the third, you can share it to all the friends. My friends gives the option of letting all their friends see their location. Snapchat says that if users choose to share their location on a map, the location is only updated when the Snapchat app is open. But, you know, it still does give some fears of privacy. One thing about it, the minimum age of Snapchat is 13. So location sharing features are offered by tech giants Apple, Google, and Facebook, with Apple Maps and Google Maps among the most popular. So that's a little update on a new tech feature with Snapchat. I, for one, have not used it a whole lot. I've used it a little bit. I'm not huge into it, but just letting you know what is happening with some updated apps and the things that are happening. Okay, another thing with this is kind of about privacy. And, you know, everything you put online, it seems to stay there. Here's an article, and again, reminding you, you can click the links in our show notes, how to delete yourself from the internet. Data breaches, identity theft, bank fraud. It seems like every week we read a fearsome new headline about cybercrime, about reputable services falling victim to anonymous hackers, about ransomware holding ransom computers, users' files hostage. And then there are those websites that track your every move, targeting you with personalized advertisements. If you considered the unthinkable, removing yourself from the internet, well, there's bad news and good news. The bad news, you can't erase yourself from the digital universe completely. Courts and government agencies have been posting public records online since the mid-1990s. Your motor vehicle records, voter files, property tax assessments, da-da-da, all that. The good news is you can remove a lot of online information and significantly reduce your digital footprint. Here are some ways to effectively delete yourself from the internet. Delete your online accounts. Like most of us, you probably have more online accounts than you realize. We sign up for all sorts of services, Netflix, Amazon, Groupon, Twitter. Even if you haven't downloaded an app in years, Apple, Facebook, and Google, and so many other virtual services still possess a lot of your private information. So if you really want to terminate your internet presence, you'll want to eliminate these accounts, especially the ones you don't use anymore. And there is this article gives a link, so you can click on this article. It gives a link how to erase everything you search for on Google. If you're not careful, you're probably exposing more of your life than you want on Facebook. And then there's a link to setting some of the essential settings. And, you know, it is a thing that you actually, a lot of people do get used to using their online accounts and live around their online accounts. I do. Okay, they also say remove yourself from data broker sites. And this article says you'll probably find this creepy. Almost anyone can learn your phone number, home address, and criminal record in a matter of minutes. All they have to do is pay a little money to a data broker, also known as a people search site. Often the information is free. Primary data brokers are Intellis, collect information from public records. Secondary data brokers like Spokia aggregate information from primary brokers and usually add data collected from social networks and other online sources. And what happens is that your data and your information is floating around the internet. It can be dangerous sometimes because of internet trolls. They may nab your name, phone number, address, and online accounts. But if you want your information removed from data broker sites, here's a link you can give, and or you can click, and it shows how to delete and shut down your email accounts. This is a huge step. If you want to get offline, shut down your email accounts. That it will take some time if you've been online very long. Of course, those that are 30 years old have been online. Of course, I'm well over that. But I've been online for almost 20 years. About 15 years. It's a long time, a lot of information. So go ahead and read the article, click on the link, and you can enjoy it, and then click on the links that tells you how to do the steps to take care of that. Okay, we are kind of doing something we haven't done in our previous broadcast. We are going to refer you to a gadget. In fact, here's an article. The best gadget for your next business trip. This is a Brookstone Micro Pocket Projector. And it's actually $149. Hotels often lack the resources. Business travelers need to work efficiently. But fear not. These six gadgets, and I'm focusing on the pocket projector. We have a link that you can buy it on Amazon in our show notes. The micro projector, pocket projector by Brookstone, projects up to 50-inch images from almost any smartphone, tablet, or computer. It's small enough to fit in a briefcase or purse. It weighs less than a pound and features built-in speakers. It's perfect for projecting slides in a meeting or screening a movie in a hotel room. So that is one thing that it's kind of cool. If you travel much and you do much presentations, go ahead and check it out. It's something that I've needed for a long time. I don't travel as much as what I used to, but many times you need condensed technology, and it's an easy way to take care of your technology quickly. And it's very, very small. But some gadgets for your next business trip. So I want to remind you again, next week we will not be having a show July 4th. So we do wish you a great July 4th. Hope you have a great holiday. Celebrate the freedom of our country. Man, I am an American and proud of it. And trust you enjoy it. So we're going to take a break, listen to our sponsors, and then we will be back with our ministry tech tips. Thank you again for listening, and we'll be back with you.
And hey, we are back.
My name is Billy. I don't enjoy mowing our yard at all.
All of our shows, we
if you're like my family,
our sponsors,
it doesn't seem to be much time to keep the lawn mowed.
In fact, we are working
that is
with
why
some
we
more,
use Peter's Lawn Service.
At some
if you are looking for
here,
a quality company,
and we will be adding
them
to the
Florida area,
to the list,
call them today at 740-710-2031.
740-710-2031. So I do want to remind you.
skincare. It's something that many women get confused with. If you are wanting a quality skincare experience and get it at an affordable price, then call Linda. Linda has over 40 years of experience. Call 772-286-8540 or order directly from the website at lindalavelle.com.
Living in South Florida, there are many harsh elements that destroy your roof. Tryon Roofing, located in Hobe Sound, Florida, can help eliminate the problem. Call them at 772-283-ROOF to get a roof repair or to get that much-needed new roof. That is 772-283-ROOF. Call them today.
Several Facebook pages that I manage to several thousand followers, and then I share it to other groups I am in. And so, you know, up to 20,000 other people it's shared to. And no, not all of them are interested, but it does at least get looks and views, which is very important. But Facebook Live, it gets priority, it gets attention on Facebook, and Facebook is one of my main resources. Of course, I have all the other social media, but you know, some just stay on LinkedIn, but I focus on Facebook. Facebook is the key. Facebook is leading the way in the video world. Along with YouTube and Facebook are the two main things that I use because of video, and video is very important. But I can take your pre-made video, make it look like a live video, and you can create some great things. In fact, I have some new things coming up that I'm going to be offering clients for, and I'll just go ahead and give you a little tidbit of webinars. Automated webinars. If you have a product, you can do an automated webinar. I'll just say that. Okay, let's jump in. Sorry about that, but let's jump into our church tech. The top 8 innovative Christian startups. And I'm going to read right off the article. You can't say faith-based resources and tech companies aren't holding up their own when it comes to the world startups. Whether you're looking for a new program to organize your ministry or an easy way to tithe, you can find a professional and a godly company to help. The top 8. Number 1, Continue to Give. That's the name of it, Continue to Give. This amazing online platform addresses an all-too-common problem sometimes. It's just inconvenient to tithe. Well, inconvenience should never be an excuse to follow God's word. It's not like there's an ATM in the church. And again, this is kind of tapping in on the, we use credit cards, auto payment for, you know, online banking. We buy stuff on Amazon, at Walmart, all the online stuff. This is tapping into that source. You can automatically tithe. Number 2, Soundly Written. Many pastors, teachers, and Christian counselors have idea after idea for Christian books and leadership tools, but simply no time to put pen to paper. Soundly Written enables these individuals to quickly author their text using a profound system to speed up the writing process. Within weeks, a book can be completed, ready to read by those who need to hear your message most. How does it work? By producing a book from your voice recordings. Make it easy to turn sermons or lessons straight in to your own publication. That's pretty cool. I like that idea. Number 3, Faithbox. There are lots of great subscription boxes out there, no matter what you're into. Love to cook? You can get a box of ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. Have a passion for makeup? Get the latest trends. Want to see your faith grow by leaps and bounds each month? Now there's a subscription box for that too. Faithbox is a monthly subscription that delivers a box full of faith-centered goodies straight to you. Each box contains not only a great devotional, but also a variety of eco-friendly and fun items.
Better yet, each box you purchase provides 3 meals to a child at a Christian orphanage. Number 4, Right Now Media. For those needing some encouragement or guidance on the go, there's Right Now Media, which proudly boasts it's the Netflix for the church. This service offers a huge digital library of videos, all of which are professionally filmed sermons and lessons from top and highly respected pastors and Christian leaders. Number 5, Elvanto. For the tech-savvy and not-so-tech-savvy church, there's Elvanto. This is a one-stop shop for all your tech needs. From an easy way to manage events and classes, to a way to record weekly giving and finances, to a simple way to check children in to a class, this is the way to go if you want to ensure you're on top of everything with one simple tool. Pricing is set according to the number of active adults in your church. And if your church is under 100 members, your membership starts only at $30. Number 6, the Church App. The Church App is the way to build and create your church's very own app from the ground up. When your members and members of your community are able to access your church's information right from their phones, you'll see engagement, giving, and attendance begin to grow. The service is used by some of the most popular and high-profile ministries around, including the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Number 7, Faith Street, for community members. Faith Street is an easy way to find churches near you with profiles, maps, and other handy features. It's a simple and easy-to-use tool. It also allows you to manage your church giving, whether you want to give to one church consistently or mix it up. And number 8, Four Soils. That's the number 4, S-O-I-L-S. Four Soils is a ministry all about the kids, one of the most important groups in the church as they form the Christian leadership of tomorrow, offering downloadable apps for Apple products. The apps teach children basically accurate stories and features fun educational games, even for children who aren't able to read quite just yet. And the app will automatically read each page if needed. So there's some eight apps. In fact, there's some I'm going to dig into a little bit deeper for me, because I work with, I'm going to be transparent here. Let me just go ahead. I'm going to divert a little bit. I have been trying to work with churches, and I haven't been able to get very many on board. I am wanting, my passion is ministry and helping churches develop their social media presence. And if you are a church member out there or a church leader, I would love to talk to you. My passion is ministry, and I cannot get churches involved. I've approached many churches and am not having any success. It seems like that churches are afraid of tech, and I do not understand that. It's something that you need to look at. I am putting out an appeal. If you are a church leader, a church member that has influence, send me an email, james@jjmediaonline.net. Please contact me. I can help your Facebook, your social media, really create some activity. We can work together. We can do this. So I'm tossing that out to you. So let me go ahead and jump in here, and we're going to go ahead and end this with 7 ways video can save your pastor time. You know, pastors, of course, I used to be a pastor, and it gets very busy, and pastors are trying to disciple, pastors are are trying to, you know, some churches think, oh, the pastor has to do everything. I know members are working 40 hours a week, so it does. There is a lot of things the pastor has to do, but the pastor's main job is to be ready for when he steps up behind the pulpit to preach. That is his first priority. So here's some tips, things to save the pastor time. Membership, video membership classes. How many of our pastors, especially for smaller churches, are personally responsible for teaching membership class? How about doing a video and using video for, have a series of videos that the pastor makes for membership classes? And that way you give a personal touch. And actually, if you show a video of your pastor giving the membership talk, it frees him up to pop in for a meet and greet. And we are back again, and we thank you again for checking out our sponsors, and please click their links in our show notes and call them if you live in the local area or need one of their products. You can use them and help them out, and they are all good products. All right, for the church tech, we are in the midst of VBS season. And you can, again, click the link in our show notes. But it's the time of the year for churches far and wide to facilitate Vacation Bible School, commonly known in churches or the church vocabulary as VBS. VBS can have a huge impact both within your church community and in your larger community, because there are so many different sized churches and so many different styles, formats, and sizes of VBS. This article talks that they polled 15 churches to take a closer look at facilities cost related to VBS programs. Overall, most churches feel it is a huge part of fulfilling the Great Commission, hence the costs are involved are always worthwhile. We polled churches and asked them the following expenses: janitorial cleaning costs, utility costs, insurance and background checks, wear and tear on facilities and staff. Whether your church is small, medium, large, or mega, here are some great options and costs associated. The small church. For small churches, in the smallest of categories, a great way to hold a VBS but keep costs low is to throw a neighborhood VBS in a local park. And the local park, you know, there's, if you look at it, there's several parks in probably in your city, neighborhood, and it talks about a church in Northern California that put on a park VBS in several different neighborhoods throughout their town and encouraged church members to volunteer at the park closest to their homes, invite their kids, school friends, and neighbors. There are no AC costs, no facility cleaning fees, just small park rental fees and volunteer time. Each park VBS was hosted by a church member who lived nearby. Parents of VBS participants were then invited to attend a casual community dinner while the kids were at camp one of the three evenings as a way to reach people who perhaps have never taken their kids to VBS. Another option would be to provide willing church members with neighborhood or backyard VBS curriculum to do small neighborhood VBS in their homes. This would be virtually no cost VBS for churches and would encourage families to connect in addition to sharing the gospel with children who may not even have the opportunity to go to a church. Okay, for the medium-sized to large churches. For churches with the facility available to host camp on-site, purchasing a curriculum or program would be the first expense. Then paying perhaps one or two key staff members to direct the camp is key, whether they're expecting 50 or 500 kids. Having someone wear the director hat is key. For facilities, the cost can often range from several hundred to several thousand. Their church that they used, the Granite Springs Church in Lincoln, California, the AC cost alone for the week for a 9 to noon camp run nearly $1,500 extra. While that's a huge expense, the church budgets for this and other VBS costs associated with their facility. Another church in Beltone, Texas, saw the increase of AC 2000. Some churches see no increase in insurance costs, while others increase $300 to $400 for the week, plus background checks for adult volunteers. Plus, you have the extra trash pickup, carpet cleaning, water usage. There are several different costs. So while offering VBS for free is ideal, most small to medium churches now charge $20 to $80 per child to cover some of the fees. I've never known of a church to do that, but that is something to think about. Kind of brings in a new little idea. Not sure what I think about it. I think we are issued the Great Commission, and I think you're crossing the line. Lastly, most of the churches in our survey, which they give the group that they use to do the survey, did not see a rise in insurance costs. They felt that the facilities costs involved were more than worth it, and they had some extra trash and water expense, had some carpet cleaning, facilities wear and tear, but were willing to pay for background checks, and a few of the church polled no longer offer VBS due to the expense. So I know that maybe you are one, maybe you're a small church that does not do VBS anymore, but I think it would be very good to think about it and really go ahead and continue the VBS. But talking of church, I'm just going to talk a little bit about, as we end this podcast, about what JJ Media can do to help your church. We are still currently offering churches an hour promotion for Facebook Live. Facebook Live is something that when you do a Facebook Live, it is using video on your Facebook timeline. A lot of people do it on their personal Facebook timeline, and a lot of businesses do it on their business timeline. What Facebook Live does, it notifies all of your followers and your friends, if it's on your personal profile, that you are going live, and it automatically shows up on all of your friends and followers' timelines that there's a live video. So what you can do is, as a business, you can do a Facebook Live video and tell about what you're doing with your business. Well, what JJ Media is offering is all businesses, we have software that we can take your pre-recorded video. Say you set up, and this is what we suggest, and we can help you set up videos. Say five different videos. Let's say focus on your Sunday morning video, just general information about Sunday morning, your Sunday evening. Say you're doing a sermon series, Wednesday night, kids club, and then general Bible study, general information about what your church is doing, what it's about, the general location of your church, different small little videos. We can take those pre-made videos and set them up, and throughout the week, promote your Facebook automated, set it up automated. It looks like it's live, but it will be an automated church. Or an automated video. So what we are asking you to do, and we're going to put the link in our show notes. If you would like to promote your church, click on the link in the show notes, and this is going to be for ministries and businesses. We will help you out. And we do webinars. You click on the link, it'll go to a webinar that we do. You can sign up for the webinar, watch the webinar that we do, and then it will go to how we can help you out. And click on that link, and you will get benefits from it, because we set you up, and it'll cost a little bit, but it will pay in the long run. So we thank you for listening to our podcast today. It is a little bit shorter of one because we have several things going on, and we are doing this a day early because we have some prearranged obligations. We're not going to be able to do our show tomorrow. So we thank you for listening, and we trust that you have a good week. And again, next week, July 4th, we will not be having our show. So check back with us in 2 weeks, and go ahead, email us, james@jjmediaonline.net. And if you have any questions, any suggestions, we will start listening to our email bag and start forming our shows around that for this season. Thank you again. Have a great week. We will catch you in 2 weeks.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.